I'm dealing with right now. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a disease. Thank you, sir. We're dealing with a disease. I got it. Don't worry about all that. Thank you, sir. We're dealing with a disease that is designed to keep us separate. We're dealing with a disease, a ailment, a virus that is, you honest, right? Don't take my money. We're dealing with a virus that is causing us to have to social distance ourselves. And the Bible clearly says that one can set 1,000 to flight and two could set 10,000. What does that mean? That means that the devil is after relationships. You understand what I'm saying? The devil is trying to keep you from touching and agreeing. And even if you're not in church, at least stream a church. And even if you're not in church, at least stream a church or have a Bible study online. Talk to your families because you need to learn how to make sure to touch and agree. See, I'm not getting into the sermon yet, but I need you to understand in this time what we're dealing with right now, we're dealing with a spirit to me of the Antichrist. Tuberculosis has killed more people than this. The flu has killed more people than this. Can I talk to somebody? AIDS has killed more people than this. And don't say, oh, yeah, because it's new. It's not new. It's been on the back of the Lysol can for years. Look at it. It said it fights the coronavirus. It's been on there. It's just a new strand. And this strand now has gone through the land and gone through the world systems. And what's going on is this. Remember in Revelation and Thessalonians, they begin to talk about how the new world order will have it where there'll be one government. Ain't nobody agreed with everybody ever in this world since the Temple of Babylon. Come on, somebody. And God said, I'm going to confuse their language. This ain't even my sermon. I'm going to confuse their language and make sure that they're not able to talk to each other. This is the first time in history every country has agreed to do the same thing. Yeah, y'all, do you follow me? You follow me? Everyone in the country, everybody in the world has agreed that we must social distance ourselves, which is a straight affront over the people of God, because one can set 1,000 flight and two can set 10,000. He's after your fellowship. Yeah, you can stream. You streaming it? It ain't working. Try to. It don't matter. He's after your fellowship. One can set 1,000, two can set 10,000. He's after your fellowship because there's power in relationship. Why? Because you can't do what you really can do unless you connect it to me or somebody else. You can't do what you really called to do unless you connect it to somebody else. And now the demonic spirit has come down to try to separate everybody, and everybody will listen because everybody keeps sending me Romans this and Romans that. Obey the government. I wish in Acts chapter 4, y'all would just read it and see that they began to preach even when the government told them not to. They got beat and they had to go back home. They got arrested, but they still came back and preached the next day. I wish somebody would have understood that. I'm sure they sent Dr. King that same scripture. I'm sure they sent Mega Evers that same scripture. I'm sure they sent Harriet Tubman that same scripture. I'm sure they sent all these different people that died for the right and had to go against it, because I'm here to tell you right now, God is a healer, and there's a higher power that can heal you that a doctor can't do. I respect what they say do. I respect it, but I cannot forsake the assembly of ourselves together. Ain't it ironic, though? We the church that always talk about we going to be outside the four walls. We always outside the four walls, and everybody tell us, why we in the street so much? Why we do this so much? It's ironic to me because I struggle with God. Why do you want me to have church when I already got my people dispatched in the world? They already work at the community center. They already help Port Link. They already do all these different things. God, why do you have me having church in the midst of this stuff when people are telling us what we shouldn't do? And I began, and I was going to be cool with it. I had talked to Reverend Durley. I'm like, okay, I'm going to shut the doors down because you, the same way they put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost and everybody stay in their house because the plague had went through the land. And he said, if you put it on the doorpost, you will be healed and your child won't die. You feel me? But I believe that in this time, I'm not knocking anybody for not having church, not knocking anybody for having church. But what I am saying, you got to deal with your own individual relationship with God. And God told me when I went to Food Lion to get some water, I saw all these people in the store, more than people in here. And I said, now they believe that you need food. I don't know you need it. They believe that you need food. They believe that you got to go to the doctor. They believe that you need the police. Come on, somebody. They believe that you need your medicine. But people don't really believe that they need the church. Oh, y'all don't hear me what I'm saying. This is a time where the church has got to step up because the church shall be covered in the name of Jesus. I pray and right now I cover you in the name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus shall cover you. I know y'all pray. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Let me go. I'm out here now. So I done started talking, and I ain't even doing the sermon that I put down. I know my team probably like, this joker done sent me 3 sermons, and now he just talking off the top of his head. What in the world is wrong with him? Sorry, Brother Esmond. Sorry, Brother Nico. But I'm just here. And I'm not trying to preach. We here. I believe the fact that we here speaks volumes. I believe the fact that we said, God, in the name of Jesus, I trust you. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. See, this is what people don't understand. We shut a wedding down because they said we can have more than 10 people at a gathering. And I said, okay, we shut it down. Why? Because a marriage, you can go get married at the courthouse. I'm sorry, I apologize. We even gave them $100 gift from the church to say they're sorry, even though it came down from the state. And we canceled the moving night. We canceled the NAACP. We canceled dancing and things of that nature. We canceled everything that didn't have the power of God. Now, everything still has the power of God, but the thing about it, we know we need worship, though. Y'all don't hear me saying, see, this essential. It said, don't go out unless it's something that's essential. And I believe I need God more than my necessary food. I believe I need God more than my water. I believe I need God more than anything in my life. I don't know what you believe, but as for me and my house, I'm going to trust that God is going to heal me. God is going to cover me. God is going to make sure I don't come down with whatever's going on because he's got to get glory out of this. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. God is about to get some glory out of some churches that's going to stand up and be bold. I'm not trying to knock the government. I shut down the wedding. I shut down playground. I shut down video games. I shut down movie nights. But I'll be daggone and I shut down worship because my God, hey, shall supply all of my needs. His. My feast of weeks, he is my tabernacle, he is my healer. I ain't trying to take her to come. I told every deacon, every trustee, every musician, every singer, every deaconess, every Sunday school worker, if you don't want to come, don't come. Because I don't want to put you in danger. But my faith tells me that I can walk on serpents. Ain't it funny that we preach this all the time? How we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death? How we can step on serpents? How we shall live and not die? But as soon as a serpent comes, I just can't preach about something I don't believe. I can't. I just can't do it. can't preach about something I don't believe. I can't do it. I believe God is a healer, and I just couldn't stay at home if I believe that. People text me as soon as I had the Facebook post. People started texting me stuff, and I don't know, I'm not judging you, and sending me the governor's letter, but you really are, because just say it real like me. You don't think I should be open? All right, say it. I don't think that you should be open or closed. I think you should operate on your own conviction. And if your conviction is to close the door, maybe somebody in your congregation infected, and maybe it should be closed. Or maybe your faith hasn't got there yet. Because if your faith ain't all the way there, if my faith wasn't at the point where I felt like I could cover you. And see, people say, God, I know God covers you, but God said, I'm going to take the mantle that's on you, Moses, and put it on them. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. So if I'm your shepherd, that's why I'm sorry. People, I didn't call you back. People, I was snapping on you because I didn't want to hear your opinion. Your opinion means nothing to me for spiritual matters. When God tells me, it's between me and him. Now, I listen to you when I ask you a question. But if I say, leave me alone so I can get in my secret place, leave me alone. Because this is between me and God. It ain't between bishops. Certain bishops didn't even answer the phone, so scared to touch it. There's an anointing that we're supposed to walk in. If I don't believe this, why preach it? If I don't believe God real, why even get up here and grab the microphone? If I don't believe he can cover me, why preach? I can't in my right conscience. And I didn't get, and you know what God told me this morning? I didn't feel good at all. I was struggling. I'm like, I'm putting people in the position because you struggle. Like he says, I believe, help my unbelief. I struggle with it now. I'm sure Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went skipping to the daggone furnace. Because they said, he going to deliver us. But even if he don't, I ain't going to bow down to you. You going to struggle. Faith is not the absence of struggle. Faith is making sure you still put God first, even in the midst of your struggle. If you can save that, save that. If you can save that and get it to me quick so I can make sure I get it on Instagram and next time I have my iPad, to make sure that we get it, because the millennials need to hear this. They asked me to talk to the millennials, and it was an honor, because you shouldn't be at the beach. I'm going to tell you that. You shouldn't be at the beach. They wanted me to say something, but I didn't know if I was going to have church or not. And you see, the world tried to compare the church to their stuff. And so I didn't know if they was asking me to speak because you wanted me to get them under control, or if you wanted me to speak to get me under control. So I didn't know what to do, because I don't know if I can be your spokesperson if you think that the church is on the same level as you. You shouldn't go to the beach. It's dangerous. But I believe in the church, you save. This is what I read. I can't read the word and come back and act like I can make my own decisions. You know, I asked all the pastors, should I come to New Beach Grove? All three of the pastors I asked said no. I listened to them. I took their advice as far as I processed it. And then what? I still came. Every pastor I talked to did say, you know, you should close. I wouldn't be here if I listened to everybody. And I probably wouldn't be here if I listened to everybody now. Man, we're going to get this mic. I don't know, something. It's maybe it's just my throat. It's just me, probably. Don't stress it. Just feel like I'm working hard. It seems like, yeah, I'm working hard, yeah. But it's funny how when your mic, even your mic and stuff be in sync with you. It's amazing. I can't explain it, but this is my thing. Back to what I was talking about, how I don't believe you on the same level as the church. The church supersedes government. If King would have went by what the government was telling him, we'd still be on the back of the bus. Huh? Is that true? If Rosa Parks would obey the law, we'd still be on the back of the bus. And I'm not saying I disobeyed the law. I ain't going to go out here and just rob a bank. But I'm talking about when God has a spiritual mandate, I can't go by a mandate that's below it. Can I? I mean, I can. This is what I felt when I was walking out the door. I said, if I'm making the dumbest decision of my life, God still got my back because he know I'm doing it because of him. See, I ain't doing it because of tithes and offerings. We get enough electronic giving. Now give since you're here. But what I'm saying is, that ain't what I'm worrying about. Some people think, oh, you worry about tithing offering. No, you worry about tithing offering. We already electronic. Plus, people can mail. The mailman's still working, touching all them letters. Probably more at risk than anybody in here. But they feel like that's necessary. But they don't feel that the church is necessary. Something's wrong with this picture. You don't know the answer. And you keep leaning on your own understanding, but you keep trying to put the church on your level. You're not on the church's level. Spiritual always supersedes natural. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Spiritual supersedes the natural. Our weapons are not carnal, but are spiritual. For the casting down of strongholds and vain imaginations and anything that exalted itself against the army of the living God. Coronavirus is exalting itself against the armies of the living God because it's trying to tell us to close our churches. It's exalting itself. So now I must get in my prayer closet and step on this serpent called coronavirus. Y'all don't hear me. I got to step on it. It has to tread under my feet because I walk in the glory of God and I dwell in his secret place. So I am covered. You're covered with the blood of Jesus. It's time for the church to stop playing church. Now I lay me down to sleep. Play my Lord, I sow to keep. If I die before I wake. You playing church. You playing church. But are you going to walk in your anointing church? I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not knocking nobody. Some of the same folk that said, I never close my doors no matter what, close their doors. Now, I'm not saying I'm not knocking it, but that's what they were teaching me. And I believe them. And I still do. You understand? I still do. And like I said, I'm not forcing anybody to come. Y'all spread out. Y'all look really good separated from each other. You know, if you must, it don't nobody even know. But you hear because you have faith. You hear. But I'm not knocking anybody that's not here. You understand? Because sometimes you may have a pre-existing condition. We didn't let certain organizations come. Even when we had Keeping the Kids, we told the theater group they couldn't come because he's already on dialysis and he's already old, so he couldn't come. Because even though you bowl, you still have a sound mind. And some people may not say I have a sound mind because I'm here, but I don't lean on my own understanding. And the foolishness of God is even more. See, it says that you shall be saved from the foolishness of preaching. And Lord, can I tell you something? if you're really a Christian, the Christian that's listening to me now, if you're really a Christian, Jesus died on the cross, died. They buried him in a borrowed tomb because he knew he was going to get back up. Woke up on the third day, folded his clothes, made his bed. I don't make my bed, and I know I'm coming back. Made his bed and left. He died. If you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, but you don't believe he got power over this virus, I don't know, I'm not saying. You believe he died and rose from the dead, but you don't believe he can bless you? Hold on. I don't understand. That's crazy. To believe somebody died and got up after they died for 3 days, not sleep, not a coma, but he died, went to hell, got the keys on the kingdom. How foolish does that sound? Huh? When people don't believe in God, I can understand it because it don't make no sense. But for those who do believe in God, and you believe Jesus died on the cross and got up, and you believe that when you die, you're going to get back up. But you're walking in fear right now. I'm not saying don't walk in precaution. We're not having no sack races. We ain't having no unnecessary concerts. But the word of God will go forth. It will. I know it can go on the internet. I know it can. But I'm not saying come. I'm not telling you got to come. But what I am saying is I feel like I'm obligated. Because we the church. And you got to understand, in Mark chapter 9, now I'm not going to even preach that whole thing, but in Mark chapter 9, what happened is after they brought the boy to the disciples because he had this spirit on him, and it caused him to cast heaven the water and the fire. He would go into convulsions. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And he didn't say, it's not that I can't heal you. It's just, can you believe? And once the man believed, once the father believed, then it trickled down to the boy. Now, I'm not in the family right now. Right now, I'm at the church. Church, if we believe in healing, and we get the glory that knows healing can come, we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. God wish above all things that we be prosperous and in good health. If the boy got healed because Jesus talked to his father without even talking to the boy, the land would be healed as long as the church talks to the father, and then the world shall be healed. But the church has to take a bold stand and understand that there's a separation between church and state for a reason. If I can't go in there and say, Jesus, you can't come in here and tell me what I can do. And when I can go in your courtroom and say, in the name of Jesus, and you stop reading my prayers in the General Assembly when I go pray, if I can go lay hands on the students after the virus passes along in schools, then by all means, tell me what I can and cannot do. Either we separate or we not. Either we got authority or we don't. This is why Jesus said to the young man, he said, you a good teacher. And Jesus said, why you call me good? And some of y'all missed it because he didn't really was talking about, you know how we throw shade back? You know how you do that subtle clap back? He really was saying, why do you call me good teacher? He's saying, why are you trying to reduce me down from my divinity? I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You hear me? I am the all-powerful God. I am a healer. That's what Jesus is saying. Why are you calling me good teacher? Why are you calling me good? Because you're trying to reduce me down from my divinity. Why are you trying to call me a gathering? Why are you trying to call the church a gathering as if the church doesn't have power? See, most politicians go to church just so they can get your vote. They ain't a member nowhere. They skip from church to church, vote for me, and don't believe in no power. Some of them. I think this separated me more when people trying to get me to run for politics. I'd be around them. Because if I'm sitting down there, you're going to try to tell me what to do. Nah. That's why I got to let them know. This Maxwell and this pastor. Anyway, I know I'm just talking, but I feel as though I need people to understand why we're here. We're not here for tithes and offerings. We will take an offering, but we're not here for that. People are going to be thinking, oh, he's just there. We are very electronic. We were streaming before other people. It was funny. This pastor tried to joke with me over the weekend and text me saying, the next time your social media team copy me, I'm going to send you a $100 fine. I said, huh? You do know we were streaming before you, and I'm the one got you on TV. Okay, so if anything, your people copying my people. I don't know why. It ain't had nothing to do with the sermon. I just felt like saying it. It's just who I am. It's anointing goes in and out. Shut up. So seriously, right here, let me tell you something. I cover you in the name of Jesus. He said, why do you call me good teacher? Because the man was trying to reduce him down. When we go to worship service, it's not a gathering. It's a gathering if we're playing kickball. It's a gathering if we're watching a movie. We canceled the C.J. Walker movie that we was going to watch. We canceled the whatever. We canceled several different things that are ministry but are not directly connected to worshiping God. I dispatched the prayer team to walk around the buildings and pray to cover us, because I believe that God is getting us into the point where he's separating the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goats, to see who can walk in the power and authority he calls us to do. I don't walk around here talking about shout out, baba kumba, baba shout out, baby cool shout out all the time. Now, I do pray in the spirit, but I don't try to do it outside to show y'all, because you don't know what I'm talking about. I don't try to go around here and say all these big words and act like I do all this. But when the time comes, I'm going to walk in it. Appreciate it. When the time comes, I'm going to walk in it. You don't have to do a whole bunch of talking, but you need to be doers and not just hearers of the word. Don't endanger yourself. Don't think that this worship service is giving you the clearance to go to the beach and go play. Go to the restaurant and get some Corona. You'll get that when you go home. I'm not clearing you for that. I'm not clearing you for that. That's foolish. Some people think this foolish, but they don't understand God. When I go to the hood as a chaplain, it makes sense. If I'm going just to take a stroll, that's stupid. Deacon Spells, I love Deacon Spells. Deacon Spells was so worried about me. He said, look, he made every, I know I said this before, but some people listening who ain't listened before, he made sure that the police bought every chaplain the vest because he wanted me to have a vest. He said, Pastor, you can't be going out there and they be shooting stuff. I said, Deacon, I do wait till they stop shooting before I go out there. But he said, but you need a vest. You never know what happened. I said, all right. So then I said, my deacon want me to have a vest. So then they had to buy everybody a vest. So everybody loved Deacon Spells. They ain't even met him before. Because I believe that if I'm going to the hood on God's assignment, no matter what's going on, he's obligated to cover me. Come on, somebody. If you're going to the hood creeping, I don't know. You feel what I'm saying? And I know I'm just talking. I'm going to sit down because I believe it's over. I wanted to kind of get into my sermon, but this is enough. God is just moving like this. God is moving, and I believe that God is going to cover you. I know he's going to cover you. I know he's going to bless you, because that's what God does. God is a healer, and when the government figures out, or when a doctor figures out a cure, it's going to be because the Spirit of God gave it to that person. Don't get it twisted. Whether you heal supernatural or by medicine, it's God. His hand is in it all. So many people are praying and going to church and watching streaming now because they understand the gravity of what's going on. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now? Maybe you're in the house. Deacons, y'all just stay where you are. Stay where you are. We'll see if somebody comes. Just stay right there. Stay where you are. If you want to come, come down here and somebody will meet you. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is there one? Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ? If there's someone on streaming, you could inbox us in the name of Jesus. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there one? Is there one that wants to receive Jesus? Is there one that needs a church home? Even if you need a virtual church home, inbox us. Is there one? Is there one?
For me,
hallelujah.
In such a special
anyone that says, I'm standing in the need of prayer, I cover you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. At this time, before we close out and go into offering, we're going to call the Johnsons up. Come on, Johnsons. They're looking up like they don't know their name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to take the thunder away from their testimony, so I ain't going to say nothing at all. Freshly Lysol just for you. Hallelujah. Oh, good morning. Come on up here.
Oh, glory be to God. Good morning, New Beach Grove. How are y'all this morning? Oh, I just don't know how to begin. I just want to let you know that our husband and I, we started, we were homeless. We started at the Four Oaks. Then, as Port, they opened Port in October. And when we got here to New Beach Grove, and we came in, we met Pastor Maxwell. I mean, what a powerful ceremony. And, you know, we just said, well, you know, God just led us, you know, to be here. Did a whole lot of other things started to happen in our lives. As we knew Port was getting ready to close, I'm a veteran, the United States Army. And so we went to apply for the voucher. The voucher was already ready, January the 17th. But they told my husband and I, said, well, since it's only her voucher there, I'm so sorry. But we have to wait for other vouchers to come, okay? Then we have to wait for other people to come with their vouchers so we can do it as a group, because we don't do it as an individual. I didn't know at that time we was getting ready for the most joyous moment of our lives. So I went and met with Pastor Maxwell, the Maxwell relative, and he introduced me to this wonderful lady. Her name is Miss Carolyn Mays. And so at that time, when we was waiting on this voucher, we went and we was looking at properties. I was in contact with the VA, and, you know, they wanted to find out the particulars of the voucher. And then one thing led to another, whereas Pastor Maxwell had to come. I mean, was given the Spirit of God to come into the depths to make it, whereas, well, we didn't need the voucher. We didn't need the voucher. Let me tell you what Pastor Maxwell, HR Cap, Mr. Kevin, Vice President, Curly Mays, of course, our wonderful family here at New Beach Grove. We got a call. My husband was at work. We got a call on Tuesday. Ms. Curly said, Ms. Johnson, I need you to meet me on West Queen Street. I said, say what? She said, I need you to meet me on West Queen Street. So we get to West Queen Street. My husband was at work. We get to West Queen Street, and the vice president of HR, Cap, he's there. And so I go in, and I'm like, I'm not believing this. I'm not believing this. So then Pastor Maxwell and Miss Carolyn Mays, they came. Through God, Pastor Maxwell, I want to tell y'all, yesterday morning at 10 o'clock, we moved into a 4-bedroom, 2-full-bath home, okay? Okay. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thanks to Pastor Maxwell, HR Cap. Hold on. Fully furnished. Fully furnished home. I mean, that's Pastor Maxwell.
But the main thing I need you all to know, hallelujah. The main thing I need y'all to know, I know if you want to say anything. You just do 11. Okay. Look, this is what I need y'all to know. This ain't got nothing to do with Maxwell Realty this time, even though we did help and HR Cap help. They were homeless, is what they're saying. Some of y'all understand, they were homeless. They were homeless. And this is what I want to tell you how powerful God is. This is what I need you to understand. They were home. They were homeless when they got here. Every time they would come, they would carry their suitcases here. They put their suitcases down there and carry their suitcases. And everywhere they go, they have their suitcases because they had to go wherever they went. So they didn't even know that we pick up people to come to church because they didn't never have a certain pickup spot. You understand? So they ride the bus here to get here. So the thing about it is, even when we found the house, you can see Queen Street Baptist Church from there, and I said, you know what? You can just go there because it's easy to get to the church. You would have thought I said I was going to shoot her. She said, no, we're going to go to the church because we believe that's why we blessed. And can I tell you something? Amen. This is what I want you to understand. Can I go on and put your business all the way out there? No job. No voucher. Been homeless for years. And this is what happened. They wanted to come talk to, they tried to go talk to Minister Tab. And I saw them in the hallway and I said, nah, she teaches Sunday school, don't go to her. Well, no, but Deacon said, and I said, I know Deacon, he love you, but don't go there because really he trying to send her to her so you can come to me, and I don't want to be bothered on Sunday. Just chill, and I promise you, you'll be all right. Because on Sundays, I said, go see Miss Rosita, because on Sundays, I need to be in my space. They were obedient. And I said, you know what? God going to do something. I'm thinking God going to put them in a hotel, which he did for a week. Which, that's crazy. Then they did get into a hotel for a week. And the hotel, they ended the day that they moved in the house. Come on, somebody. That's how powerful God is. And so these testimonies right here are the reason why probably pushed me to come on here. Because I'm like, hold on now. If God got her a 4-bedroom house furnished with no job, no voucher. Because, you know, it was God, because God made me, you know, I did write them a nice, loving letter to be like, you know, y'all didn't help her like you should. In the name of Jesus, please help. In my Miss Doretha Spells voice, but I did it. But I just wanted you to know how powerful God is. You never know when your blessing will come. Amen. Amen. And right now I saw Minister Sean post, they got a house. It wasn't Maxwell Realty, but they got a house. Come on, somebody. Why? This is what We begin to prophesy in December. I said, going into 2020, God is going to give us unexpected blessings out of nowhere. Why? I said, when you pay your tithes and your offerings and you put God first, he's obligated to take care of you. He'll give you a good measure blessing, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Come on, somebody. You serve a God that'll give you a good measure blessing. I got to say this one more time. She ain't got no job. Not lazy, but don't have a job. Some people didn't do what they were supposed to do, so she didn't even have a voucher. But because we believed and was in agreement together. See. That, oh, y'all, keep the cameras rolling. Keep the cameras rolling. Because right now I'm about to tell you something. See, if I was scared to talk to them because they say don't talk to the homeless people because they might have the coronavirus. Come on, somebody. But at the end of the day, because God said you got to touch and agree, he got them a house. But what if I was scared to walk in agreement? You better watch out, somebody. You better tell that slippery serpent to leave you alone. No job, new house, been homeless, all of a sudden blessing. All of a sudden, the coronavirus is going to disappear because churches around the world are going to pray. There's a video I posted of Mozambique praying for us. They were gathered together. They don't have a confirmed case. They was in prayer. Students were praying for us, touching all over the map because they understood the power in agreement and prayer. Until the church begins to get back, when they begin to learn how to pray and pray until something happens, we got to walk in power, y'all. We can't walk in fear. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying just go around talking to people for no reason, but when you're doing something that's in agreement with God, he's obligated to take care of you. How you gonna send me out into the trenches and not cover me if you God? Lord, in the name of Jesus, we cover all the medical workers. We cover all the police. We cover all the first responders. We cover all the daycare people. We cover grandfathers and grandmothers who are keeping other people's kids. We cover everyone in the name of Jesus. Lord, we began to say, first of all, let me stop praying to you about it because you said that we tread on serpents. I command you, Satan, right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to release my church in the name of Jesus. You cannot touch them. You cannot harm them. They are covered in the name of Jesus. You cannot come to Newport News in the name of Jesus. We stamped you out in the name of Jesus. We don't care that somebody has been tested positive. We believe in a healing right now in the name of Jesus. We walk in authority. We walk in power. We walk in agreement. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.